Bill Shorten has narrowly been proclaimed the victor of last night's leaders' debate by a TV studio audience of undecided voters. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader went head-to-head in the second televised debate of the election campaign last night in Brisbane. Everything from taxes to your local post office was up for discussion, and there were uncomfortable moments for both leaders. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Live from the Gabba in Brisbane, would you all please welcome Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten.
This second showdown revealed not just a lot about the policies of Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten, but their personalities and how they respond to pressure.
Australia is the best country in the world, and I have a plan to keep it that way.
Australia needs a change.
The leaders covered a lot of ground in the Sky News debate, delving into the details of their plans to address climate change and return the budget to surplus. But several questioners also asked about mental health.
Do you guys have any intention of providing funding to Australia's 24/7 professional phone counselling service Kids Helpline?
The town hall format that Sky opted for is one Mr. Shorten in particular knows well. It's his preferred option for engaging with voters on the road, and he's well practiced at trying to form a connection with the questioners.
Sorry, I should have asked, what was your first name?
Lana.
G'day, Lana.
He had a tougher time facing questions about planned changes to franking credits and the costings on Labor policies, which are yet to be released.
Hi, my name's Phil. My question's to Mr. Shorten.
Thanks, Phil.
What number of policies does the Labor Party have in total at this stage, and what are the costings?
Big topic. The government say that we can't afford our policies. We have a different view. It's about priorities. In terms of our costings, we're going to release them towards the end of next week, the full box and dice. An hour here won't permit me to go through all of our policies and all of our costings.
There were more than 100 undecided voters in the audience, and 43% thought Bill Shorten won the debate. 41% gave it to Scott Morrison, and 16% weren't sure. The Prime Minister repeatedly pulled up Mr. Shorten to question his figures and costs, but when the tables were turned, he also refused to detail how much would go to the highest income earners under the Coalition's planned personal income tax cuts.
Okay, and but so what about for those earning more than $180,000 a year?
Yeah,
so how much is going to them?
Do you want me to help there?
No, because I wouldn't trust your maths in a heartbeat.
Well, give us your maths on this, PM.
I've told you what the figure is. From 40,000 above, the figure is $96 million.
No, I'm asking for those over $180,000.
No, that hasn't been specifically set apart.
It was at this point that Scott Morrison left his own podium and began approaching Bill Shorten, and the opposition leader wasn't happy.
The other day, when you met a worker in Gladstone,
where are you going?
And they were earning $250,000, and you sidled up to him, you're having a bit of a chat to him, and he complained about this. And what did you say to him? He said, oh, we'll have a look at that. You couldn't look him in the eye and tell him that you were going to increase his taxes by 2% on the 1st of July of this year.
You could do.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, can you look me in the eye and tell you're going to increase
classic,
the taxes?
You're a classic space invader.
Both leaders will remain in Brisbane this weekend, with Bill Shorten now looking towards Labor's official campaign launch there on Sunday.
Alexandra Beach reporting. And for more on how both leaders performed in last night's debate, Alexandra Beach spoke with Australian National University political marketing and campaigning expert Andrew Hughes.
I don't think there was a clear winner. I'd give it to Bill Shorten on points, but I wouldn't say it was a definitive victory at all. There were some times there where he struggled, and I think that we saw the personal evils of both leaders on display tonight at times.
You say personal evils both on display. Can you unpack that a little bit? What did you make of their performances?
Yeah, at times, Bill Shorten, the way he rolled his eyes or made facial expressions when he heard things he didn't like from Scott Morrison was quite worrying, because as the Prime Minister, you are going to hear a lot of things which you're not going to like. And, you know, if he wants to be the next Prime Minister of Australia, he can't do that. So he's got to work on that, because that can come across as being very smug, very arrogant and overconfident. And that could really hurt Labor in the later parts of the campaign. For Scott Morrison, his evil was at times borderline aggressive with his behaviour. He wasn't as shouty as he has been accused of being in the past, particularly the first debate. I think this time around he was a lot more measured with what he said and how he acted. But getting right up in front of Bill Shorten is not a good look at all. So I think at times he probably should have stood back a bit more and given Bill Shorten his time to speak without having sort of invading his personal space.
Bill Shorten came under pressure several times about his significant tax changes and the economy. He said that the costings are going to be out next week. But how do you think he went in terms of making the case there?
That was his biggest weakness in the debate tonight, was that he could not make his case on a number basis for his policy ideas, his tax cuts, and in particularly for climate change. And so that puts doubt in people's minds that there could be something there he's not being honest about. And that's going to play straight into the government narrative that there's risk in voting for Labor in a pure economic sense. So that's something Labor will need to fix between now and next week. The Prime Minister did know his numbers. He was a lot stronger on numbers, and Bill Shorten wasn't. And that's the risk factor for Labor in people's minds.
Now, this debate came on a Friday night. A lot of people have also already voted. The Electoral Commission, I think the last figure I saw for pre-poll votes was about, it's past the 500,000 mark. So yes. How much impact will this debate actually have in your mind?
No, I don't think too many people are watching. Most people have made their mind up. That was another thing about tonight's debate, was both leaders sadly fell into the trap of talking about their policies and how great they were. So they used it as a platform to advertise their policies rather than talk directly to the person asking the question. That was some of the feedback from some of the people who had asked questions, was they didn't feel as though their question was fully answered. So in that regard, if we feel that already, if that's something being picked up by the audience in the room, I think it's something being picked up by people all around the nation, that we're not feeling as though that the leaders are listening to us from either side. So perhaps people have had enough of hearing about the election talk. They've made their mind up already on their own way about their own issues, which are important to them. And we're seeing those numbers picked up in the pre-poll voting figures.
That's Dr. Andrew Hughes speaking with our political reporter, Alexandra Beach.